Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf, your sponsor, Luy Nishpas, Hanbi HaKasholim, Le'abba Seitzchuk. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Pi Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the Rebbe Kivo, when he would read the pasuk that it says, Vashem Yislach Lo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be mechaper on a woman who thought she was doing Aveiro, but she didn't actually do an Aveiro. So Rebbe Kivo started crying. And Rebbe Kivo says, person had an intention to do an aveiro, to eat chazir, but he had a kosher meat. Omer Torah tzicha kapara, still needs to have kapara. V'slicho, mishin is kaven lechol bosa chazir, v'ol abiyadu bosa chazir. Someone who had an intention to eat something, to eat chazir, and he actually ate chazir. Alachas kavekamo. So how terrible it is, how bad it is, and that's Rabbi Akiva was crying. What shot that specifically Rabbi Akiva was crying for this pasuk? So he mentioned something already in Nozer Daf Chof Gimel on this daf. We'll go back into this pshat and add to this more with the Meforshim that I brought down over here. So here in our Masechta, the Anaf Yosef on the Ein Yaakov brings the following idea in the name of the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh. This word is also brought down by Yosef Engel and Gedolei Neshas over there in Masechta Nozer. And what the Nezer HaKodesh says is as follows. We know that Asara HaRugi Malchus were connected this Asar Shvatim. We know that because of what the Shvatim did to Yosef and sold Yosef, that's why the Asar Rugi Malchus were killed. But the Arizal brought down that the Asar Rugi Malchus are the Gilgul of the Neshamas of each one of the Shvatim to participate in the sale of Yosef. And the worst one, the one who initiated the whole process and the hatred to Yosef, was Shimon. Who was the Gilgul of Shimon? Of Shevet Shimon, it was Rabbi Akiva. And that's where Rabbi Akiva suffered the worst Yisurim, Shesarku is Besar B'Maseka Shabarzel, and he was tortured to death more than the others because he had to be Mechaper on what Shimon did, and Shimon was the worst in terms of the Mechira of Yosef. So says the Nezer HaKodesh, that Rabbi Akiva knew that he's a Gilgul of Shimon. But he had an Avamin, he thought maybe there is a schus, but that's why maybe there will be nitzol, will be saved. As the pasuk says, Yosef HaTzadik told his brothers, Atem chashavtem olai ro, you thought about me bad things, v'Hashem chashol atayu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought it was good. And at the end of the day, it turned out to be good. Yes, they were planning to get rid of Yosef, but instead of getting rid of Yosef, that turned Yosef to be the viceroy of Paro. Mishneh LaMelech, and that's what brought the next stage of what Am Yisrael had to go through. So in the end of the day, it worked out for the good. So yes, the intention was bad, but L'maisa, they didn't do anything bad. So that was maybe the limud tzchus on what the Shvatim did. When Rabbi Akiva came to the pasuk that says V'Hashem Yistach Lo, that when a person intends to do something bad, and in the end of the day, he did only good, he still needs kaparo, he still needs slicho. I mean, there's still a taino on the Shvatim. So Rabbi Akiva then cried a lot, because he felt, he knew, if I'm the Gilgul of Shimon, and I have to have the biggest kaparo, so the law of Yisurim are coming to have the kaparo. That's what the cry was, a specific cry of Rabbi Akiva, was because of his own personal understanding of how it affects himself. The Ben Yoyod over here brings this chat in the name of Chachmei Ashkenaz. And he brings a question on this shot. He says, but there's a very big difference between Rabbi Akiva's crying and what the Shvatim did. Because the Shvatim, at the end of the day, did an Aveiro. They sold their brother. Of course they did an Aveiro. Yes, at the end of the day, that Aveiro turned out to be good. But they did something wrong. Rabbi Akiva's story is about someone who did not do something wrong at all. How can you compare the two things? So he goes ahead to explain it based on Rambam and Pano that maybe the Shvatim didn't really do something wrong. But the question is a very strong question. So there's two other answers to explain why Rabbi Akiva specifically cried. The Ben Yod himself said, it goes back to the story that the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva said that he was making fun of Oyvei Aveiro. So then the Sotar came and appeared to be in front of him as a Aisha. And Rabbi Akiva looked at her and wanted to be with her. So Rabbi Akiva did something which is a Machshava Ra. He looked at a woman. And at the end of the day, it wasn't a woman, it was a Sotar. But in his mind, he did something bad. So on that, Rabbi Akiva is crying for what he destroyed the Sotar. The kasha on that would be, so the Haidav Rabbi Akiva, so a mayor should cry, you know, the Gemara brought Leil, that there were others that were Nichshal and something of the Sotar put in front of them. Another beautiful answer I saw, the Maharsham, in the Sefer Tchelis Mordechai says, so he brings with it, Tzoyin Kochim says, that Adam HaRishon saw what is going to happen to Rabbi Akiva. And he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zutoyu v'zuschara? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Shtoy kach Allah b'machshava lefonai. It went up in machshava. What is up? It went in machshava. We have Rashi beginning of Chumash that says, that b'tchila Allah b'machshava livres o'ilu midas adim. The world was supposed to be midas adim. Rosh ha'in yolim iskayim, shitifim o'midas arachim. The world cannot exist in midas adim only. So we have rachim as well. But the original plan is midas adim. My nef kamino, if there was original plan or not. Pshat is, for the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim that are able to handle it, they do get the full midas adin as the original plan was. Nimele, that's what Adam Rishon saw. He saw the Akiva being judged in the full midas adin. He has the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zutoy V'Zuzcharo. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shtoy Kach Allah B'Machshava Lefona. Yeah, the original Machshava, what was it? That was the original plan. And Rabbi Kivo, who's such a big tzaddik, we're acting with him, midas adin. So Yimele, he says like this. This idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and he's taking some of the machshava to do something wrong. And even though in the end he did not do something wrong, but on that itself, Kodesh Baruch Hu is punishing. That's a very full midas adin. Someone in the first already asked. Different answer on this question. But this emphasizes the point that really there's nothing really done over here except the machshava that's mitzarev to the maise. And this is a midas adin. So Rabbi Akiva, that knows that he's being judged in midas adin, he's the one who's crying the most on the midas adin that's revealed in this pasuk. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.